listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. The RBA is expected to announce its ninth rate rise in the next few hours. Treasurer Jim Chalmers admits the effects will be felt across the country.
We're optimistic about the future of our country and the future of our economy, but we're realistic about the impact of global conditions and the impact of these rate rises on households, on people, but also on the broader Australian economy.
That tropical low is expected to move towards Australia today, but predictions are for it to remain offshore even when it intensifies into a tropical cyclone. While it won't make landfall or have a direct impact on our coastline, a marine wind warning is in place for Capricornia waters. Harry Clark from the Bureau of Meteorology says it's not expected to cause any heavy downpours here.
Most of the rainfall from the system will be located too far out to sea to really direct the impact of the Queensland coast, other than just an increase in showers for coastal parts.
And Australia's cattle herd is on track to reach its largest size in almost a decade. Meat and Livestock Australia's latest projections are forecasting 28.8 million head this year. Market analyst Ripley Atkinson says the growth is a great sign for beef producers.
The forecasts for 2023 really promote a lot of optimism and positivity for the industry. So on top of that, a lot of the key production metrics that which we closely follow are forecast to improve quite strongly in 2023.
Let's take a look at some local sport news now. After both their men's and women's sides were knocked out in the AFL Capricornia prelim finals last year, the Glenmore Bulls have plenty of reason to come back strong in 2023. The club is marking its 50th anniversary this year, with the men to kick off pre-season training this evening. It comes a night after the women return to training at Stanlake Park. And do you want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News, and add to your favourites now.